Good morning. And how are you? Today we hear three words that most people don't like. I'm sure you all love them, but everybody else hates them, and I'm not really sure about all you either, or me. And that is deny, cross, follow. Aren't they three great words that we're called to deny ourselves? We're called to pick up our cross, and we're called to follow Jesus. In a society that likes to have it your way, go for the gusto, look for self-fulfillment, run from the cross, and follow nobody else but themselves and their wills. And now Christ is telling us something different. And so he's saying to each of us, if you want to follow me, if you want to come after my steps, if you want to be my disciple, this is what you must do. Now, first of all, I caution you that you don't make this a religious practice, you know, a self-discipline in your life that, okay, I will deny myself, I will pick up my cross, and I will follow after Jesus, and it becomes a self-centered thing. Because, again, as we've talked about a million times, Christianity is never, ever, ever the focus on self, but the forgetfulness of self. So we don't come to Jesus and just focus on ourselves. It's always about, if I'm going to be like Jesus, that means I must give away my life and love. That's what he did, and that's what you and I must do. So what does love in practice look like? What love in practice looks like is someone who puts other people in front of them. That's denying ourselves, huh? Even when you fast, you don't fast just for yourself so I can grow in holiness. You fast so that others would come to salvation. Because remember, everything that Jesus did, he did for who? You and the Father. It was always other-centered. Jesus did nothing for himself. That's why he denied himself, and we must deny ourselves. But this denial of self must not keep us focused on ourselves. I've been doing parish missions again, and every parish mission I tell the people at the Passion, just like I do here, but there I'm real explicit that the average for people who haven't been to confession is 35 years. So please, those of you who have no mortal sins, those of you, put other people first. Let's forget about yourself once and go to the end of the line and let the people who haven't been close, or have been in the devil's grasp 35 years, come first. And every single time I ask that, within the first five, there's some nut that comes in. It's only been 5 days. I don't have mortal sin, but I wanted the grace. And I, of course, lose it. And I start screaming and yelling and carrying on, you miserable, selfish human being, you. Because why? Their spiritual life keeps them focused on themselves. It's about me. It's about me going to heaven. That's not denying yourself. That's putting yourself first. And somewhere we got to listen to Almighty God when he tells us, I want you to deny yourself. Huh? That's the first thing. None of us like it, but that's the call of Jesus. The second call of Jesus is to take up our cross. Now, often we just talk about our crosses in our life, and we talk about our crosses in our life as the little sufferings that come our way. And that's partly true. But what Jesus is talking about when he's telling us to pick up our cross daily, he's telling us to die with him. On the cross, and again, on the cross was nothing about Jesus. It was all about us. So when you and I go to the cross, that means we live a life for God and others more explicitly. It's not just denying ourselves, but it's dying. That every day my job is to give up my life for other people, to go to the cross. And as I said, the cross is never about me. It's always about God and others. So that, how do I do that? Now again, you in this parish and those who have listened to me throughout the years, you remind yourself that explicitly, because in your bathrooms, if I was to walk into your house at this very moment and ask to use your bathroom, every one of you would have on your bathroom mirror the three words, I am third. I'm so glad you all have that on your bathroom mirrors. And the three of you that don't, I know you're going to run home and do it today. But it's to remind us every day, to make this extremely basic. Did I do at least one unselfish act today? And an unselfish act is a way of dying. One unselfish act every day. Picking up my cross, doing something for others. That's the way I pick up my cross every day. So I deny myself, it's not about me. I pick up my cross, I live that, it's not about me, by doing at least one unselfish act a day. And then finally, what am I called to do? What's the third word? Follow. That my whole life needs to be about following Jesus and his will. So again, the reminder for me to do that is when I look down and I see the chain on my wrist to remind me, my life is not mine, I am a slave of Jesus. I need to exist today to serve him. That it doesn't matter what I want, it only matters what Jesus wants. And I'm going to follow him and do it his way. How totally different that is for our society. We ask God to bless us, to give us what we want, to take care of us. And we really, if you be explicit about it and be real about it, we're really asking Jesus to follow us or do it our way or to at least walk with me, Jesus. But we're not just called to walk with Jesus. We're called to let him go in front and follow Jesus. Again, very hard, especially for somebody like me. So if there's anybody with a personality like mine that's listening, they know that's a struggle too. But this is the call of God. And see, when we do this, why do we do this? Just so we become holy? We do this for the salvation of others. We do this to bring others to God. Because when I live this life not for myself, when I live this life denying myself, it's not about me, dying every day, it's about living a life of unselfishness and following Jesus, seeking his will in front of mine every day, then his will always bring others to salvation. Not just to complain, not just to look at what's wrong, but to do everything in my power to bring others to salvation with Jesus Christ. So today at this Mass, let's ask God for the grace that each of us will decide that the reason I exist and the reason I come to church is so I can learn to deny myself, to pick up my cross, and to follow Jesus wherever he wants me to go. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.